How's everyone doing? This is the hostess with the mostest, Olivia. How's everyone's day today? I had a long day today, but I rested every chance that I could on my breaks. But other than that, we're getting ready to jump on into it. Now, y'all know that I love my Twitter, and that's my favorite time of the day. When I get up in the morning, I look to see what's trending. And so today, what was actually trending today was Post Malone's new album, Hollywood Bleeding, is all the talk as far as this morning and also tonight. And, you know, people are talking about it on Twitter. Everyone says, you know, it's really nice. I actually listened to a couple of tracks from it myself. It's maybe like two songs that I really like on it. You know, I'm really a pretty big fan of Post Malone. For me, I like his other albums that he had put out in the past. His older albums that he made before this one, I really, really like. It's a lot of different songs that I like from the other albums. You know, I really love Rockstar. You know, I like, it's like a couple more that I really, really love. But as far as with this one, he has one that has Ozzy Osbourne on it. Travis is on it. And also himself. So that one is getting a lot of, you know, people are really loving that specific song. And so the thing about it, people are chatting about it. They're saying it's fire and all of that. Well, you know what? I think each time that Post Malone comes out, I think what it is with him is people really, really like his style. He really doesn't switch up that much as far as like lyrics, he switches up. But like with the synthesizer, you know, he uses that a lot. And I think people never get tired of it because it's basically it's Post Malone. Now, say if it was someone else and they were always using that all the time, you know, then they probably would get tired of it. But in this case, it works for him. And one thing that I can say about Post Malone is that he really he uses like a lot of different people in his songs. I mean, he might have in one song a rocker with him. The next song, he'll have a different rappers who are with him. This song that actually has Ozzy Osbourne, which, you know, he's the rock star. And then you have Travis, which is the rapper. And then you have Post Malone, you know, who's basically, he raps and he also sings a little and he also likes rock as well. So he likes a variety and he works with a variety of people. And that's something that I really like about him. And I like, he has like a different style. So I really like his different style. I mean, you might see in music as well. Now in his clothes style, you might see Post Malone come out with some pajamas and some daggone slippers on with one side of his hair colored blue and have on a polka dot top. You feel me? So seriously, y'all know I'm telling the truth. He might come out with bedroom slippers and some pajamas on. He don't care. On the real, he has his own style. That's just what he do. And then the next time you might see him, he might be thugged out with all, you know, all gold teeth in his mouth. It depends. Sometimes you see him as the thug. Sometimes you see him as the rocker. Sometimes you just see him, he just come out however. But that's just who he is as a person, I think, because of the fact he likes rap. He loves rap music. He also loves rock music. And so with that combined, that's who Post Malone is. So he like half thug, half ghetto, half rocker. So it's like all combined into one. And so this is what you get when you got that. So, you know, he makes good music. I really like him. You know, I like his music. So congrats to Post Malone on his new album, Hollywood Bleeding. You know, it's hot right now. Everyone's listening to it on Twitter and giving their opinions. They're loving it. And let's move on to the main topic. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get right on into it. Let's talk about it. And boy, are we going to talk about it, because we just going to take the show out with this one. Trust me. Now, mind you, for y'all who don't know, I'm really not a fan of Nicki Minaj. She's actually a Sagittarius, and I'm a Sagittarius as well. That just really don't mix. I don't dislike her. I don't hate her. It's her attitude. You feel me? She can just have a bad attitude sometime. You know, she was on her podcast, and I believe she had Joe Budden on there, and her and him got into it. Her and Budden got into it, and, you know, some things were said, and she snapped on him, full blown. And then she started to say, I'm tired of people hating on me. And for men, for grown-ass men who's hating on me, you know what you do? You consult my husband. You don't come to me. I'm a woman. You consult my husband. That's what she said. You consult my husband. Okay, so here we go. So you want them to consult your convict husband. You want them to consult your sex offender husband. So you want them to consult your husband who was arrested for murder, manslaughter. So, you know, let's jump into this. So while she's actually getting smart with Joe Budden and whoever else talking about them, you don't talk to me. You confront my husband. Okay, well, you know, your husband might kill him. He might shoot him. He might, you know. Now, the thing about this is, Nicki, so you going to put your husband in a situation where he go back to jail. You already know he on probation. You already know he got a record. You already know he a felon. He was arrested for manslaughter. So if he get out of pocket with anybody, if he even say a peep to anybody, his ass is going back to jail. So why you telling these men to consult your husband and don't consult you, consult my husband? Well, why you telling them that? You better understand, if your husband even so say a word or cuss, his fucking ass going back to jail. So you better stop telling them to confront your husband. But let's move on to you. Now, mind you, Nicki Minaj said she's retiring. Okay, so let's talk about it, y'all. Let's talk about it. From, you know, when I heard this on yesterday, you know what my attitude was? Who cares? On the real, first of all, you can't rap. She can't rap. So, I mean, I could care less about her retiring. Oh, she makes the announcement. She's going to retire. And the reason that she's retiring is that she wants to start a family with her new husband. And her new quote-unquote husband, he already got 5 kids. Allegedly, he has 5 kids by other women. So Nicki, I'm ready to start a family with my husband. Okay, but is he already taking care of the allegedly 5 kids he already has? And the baby's mamas, maybe they haven't spoke up yet because they getting ready to. See, the thing about this is, Nicki, you his wife. His a bum ass to the fullest. He playing you and clowning you when he was in jail and he knew he was getting ready to get out. He told his partners in jail that he was going to get out and play you. And you on here talking about, oh, we were high school sweethearts and all this and all that. This motherfucker, y'all ain't hot. Y'all are not high school sweethearts anymore. You grown ass people. This dude is a sex offender in New York City, placed on the sex offender list for raping a 16-year-old girl. And not only for the rape, he put a gun to her back and put a knife to her throat. You feel what I'm saying while all of this was going on. Now, Nicki Minaj gets on Twitter to defend her husband to say, it was somebody that he was dating when he was in high school, and it wasn't like what they're saying. Okay, well, let's back up, rewind. You said you was his high school sweetheart. You feel me? So where the girl that you talking about? So you just jumping on contradicting yourself. You supposed to be his only, you know, sweetheart, high school sweetheart. So, you know, now you trying to say, oh, it wasn't like that. They both were the same age. Come on, Nikki, please be quiet. Now, to get back to the sex offender. Now, mind you, let's just talk a little bit about him. Let's just get a little bit and talk a little bit about Mr. Kenneth Petty. His name is Kenneth Petty. His age is 41. His 5'9", his occupation is a wannabe music executive. His net worth is pending. LOL. Now, he's from Queens, New York. The information that we have on him, this is what it is. He rose to some type of prominence due to his relationship with rapper Nicki Minaj. He also is known for his extensive criminal background and for being a registered sex offender in New York. Kenny was locked up from 2006 to 2013 for manslaughter, conviction in New York. His rap sheet also included one count of attempted first-degree rape. Petty was born on April the 7th, 1978 in Queens, New York. He dropped out of high school before completing his diploma. Oh, so let's back this up. Back it up, rewind. So he ain't even got no high school education. So, you know, he dropped out of high school. He just was a straight thug. So he ain't even finished high school. Let's get that right. Oh, let's move on to his little career. Petty's first major arrest was on September the 16th of 1994 in New York. According to NYS Division of Criminal Justice Services, he was booked by NYC Police Department as a sex offender unit for sexual intercourse with a 16-year-old female. He was 16 at the time. Petty reportedly used a knife cutting instrument during the attempted attack. He was convicted on April the 5th of 1995. As a result, he was sentenced to 18 to 54 months behind bars for that one. He was released after he served roughly 4 years. Petty's next big conviction came in 2006. He allegedly shot and killed a man, Lamont Robinson, on April the 27th of 2002. He was originally slapped with a 10 years, but ended up serving 7. He was released from prison in May 2013. During his tenure in prison, he racked up multiple violations and spent 4 months in solitary. Petty has been arrested on several other occasions. He was booked in September of 2018 for driving with a suspended license. Now, mind you, Petty and Nicki rekindled their relationship in 2018. Their relationship was made Instagram official on December of 2018 as per their sex life. Nicki claims they get intimate 3 to 4 times per night. Prior to his relationship with Nicki, Petty was romantically linked to Neoli. He also rumored to have 5 children from previous relationships. That's just a little bio of Mr. Kenneth Petty. That's just a little bio. So now, mind you, fans are not impressed with Nicki Minaj's new, her new man, her new husband. The Barbie Dreams rapper appeared to make her reported romance with Kenneth Zhu Petty, who is a registered sex offender in New York, Instagram official over the weekend after posting photos of him and her with her 36th birthday celebration in Turks. On Sunday, Minaj shared two photos, one that featured her posing with her leg wrapped around Petty while he looks at her lovingly. Another shot of him looking off into the distance, along with a caption quoting lyrics from Adele's 2015 hit Hello. Now, the thing about this situation here, the little retirement thing, okay, Nikki. Now, with her announcing this retirement to start the family and all this and that, now, mind you, let's move on to Carly. Cardi, she actually had the baby and she still worked the entire time she was pregnant. Then after she had the baby, she kept right on working. She did never announce that she was, and I don't like Cardi like that. You know, I don't like, you know, Cardi like that at all. But I'm just telling you as far as that she never stopped working. She didn't announce that she was retiring. She didn't do none of that. Nikki talking about she retiring, and you know what? I'm going to tell you why. Listen to me. She can't rap. Her rap albums stink. So maybe she does need to retire. She ain't making no money. No way. And if she is making money, it's for all the little shit she do on the side with her little Barbie dolls that buy everything that she have, her little fan base. That's how she making the money, because damn sure she can rap. You know, so we just going to throw that out there right now. And the thing about the situation with the retirement, and then her fan base confronted her. So her fan base confronted how upset that they were regarding this. And she said, I'm still here, still madly in love with you guys. And you know that. Nikki tweeted in response to her fans' plea that they wanted her to address her retirement, you know, in a new episode of Queen Radio, because you know that she has a podcast. So they want her to address it. So she said that I'm still here, still madly in love with you guys. And you know that. In hindsight, this should have been a Queen Radio discussion, and it will be. I promise you guys will be happy. No guests, just us talking about everything. The tweet was abrupt and insensitive. I apologize, babe. Now, mind you, all of this that's going on, my thing about this is, Nikki, you a grown-ass woman. Whatever you and your husband do is what you and your husband do. You didn't have to make an announcement that you starting a family. That's what most married couples do. They get married, then they start their family. After they get themselves together, do it to get the house or whatever that they do, they start their family. In your case, you have all of that, so you just want to jump right to getting pregnant. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. That's between you and your husband. You the one who made this announcement on the real. You were the one who made this announcement of retirement, and you thought that Black Twitter wasn't going to eat you up. Let me explain something to you. Twitter don't give a damn about what you and your husband are doing in your private life. You brought your private life out to us. You brought it out. So with you bringing your private life out, saying that, oh, my husband this, my husband that, we doing... Okay, some people did some background searching on your husband, and this is what we found. And this shit is not no, this is factual. This is factual things. This is stuff that is real, that is no lies, that are no rumors. This is actually police reports. He's a sex offender. He's on the sex offender list. So do you understand? He was in jail for manslaughter of killing a man. He in jail was in jail for raping a girl with a knife and had a gun to her back. Come on. And you think that we not going to confront and say what we going to say about this man? We looking at you like, have you lost your everlasting mind, Nikki? Even though I don't give a damn what you do. You're a grown damn woman. You can do what you want to do. But when you bring your, when you air out your personal business to social media, then you are asking for us to give opinions on your life and on your situation and on your felonly ass husband that you have that's a murderer, that's a sex offender, and that's a rapist. And then you expect Twitter and everyone else not to react? Like, have you lost your mind? First of all, he gonna play you and take everything you got, and he should. Second of all, allegedly he has 5 kids. And you know what? He's been in jail. He ain't able to take care of them 5 kids. But you know what, Nikki? You are. You the one who got the money. You his wife now. So when them babies' mamas start coming up and saying, oh, Mr. Petty didn't pay no child support to my kid, and he hasn't been paying child support. Oh, when they start saying how many years he's backed up with child support with these kids, Nikki, you going to be footing that bill, baby. Miss Wifey, you going to be fitting those child support bills, Miss Wifey. Because what the, you know what? What the F money does he have? What the F job do he have? You know what his job is? Is banging you every night and you giving him an allowance. That's what his job is. You know what I mean? Is banging you every night and you giving him money to basically be with you, because that's what it looks like. What rich ass bitch in her mind is going to choose a man who's a rapist, who's a he done murdered, and he's a sex offender on top of that? You talking about, oh, we was high school sweetheart. Bitch, he ain't even graduate high school. He didn't even graduate high school. You feel me? So he don't even have no education. You know, matter of fact, why don't you give him some money so he can go get a GED and you know, finish school? You know, why don't you help him do that? You know, why you talking about I'm starting a family and all this and that. Why don't you do that for your husband? You feel me? Get him some education. Because this situation here, we looking at you crazy. Come on, you done jumped from cock to cock. You have jumped on McMill's cock. You done jumped on Nas's cock. You done jumped on Safari's cock. See, the type of men that you like, let's just get down to it. Let's just talk about it. The type of men that you like is the men that you can take care of, the men that you can control, because you know you got all that money. So the men that really got money or that have a little something, you really ain't interested in that, because you can't control the McMill. You can't control Nas. Now you could control Safari because he ain't got shit. You was out buying him Ferraris and all that type shit. You feel me? So the type of men that you like are the ones you can control, where you can buy them this and that and control them with your money. And you know, you trying to throw the pussy on them and all that type stuff. But the thing about the situation is that this man that you chose to be your husband, he's a rapist. He has been arrested and convicted of manslaughter and murder. And he's a sex offender. All of that. And you talking about, oh, you can't help who you love. Honey, we don't give a damn about that. But don't get out here and throwing your personal business out. I'm retiring. Me and my husband starting to, we don't give a damn. We don't give a damn. But what we do give a damn about is how it makes you look, as you supposed to be a strong black woman. You supposed to be a strong black intelligent woman with money, and you settling for some jailhouse dude who's been in jail for the majority of his life. He didn't even graduate high school, and he's a felon, he's a murderer, he's a sex offender, and you settling for somebody like that. We wondering what's wrong with you on the real, because let me tell you one damn thing. You on here bragging and telling people, you know, well, you take it up with my husband. You don't take it up with me. Honey, you trying to send your man back to jail? So what you trying to send him back then? So, you know, my thing is, maybe you should be in the house, Nikki, you and your husband, and y'all should be real quiet. And you shouldn't open your mouth. Matter of fact, Nikki, you should be quiet as a mouse. You should be quiet as a mouse where they can hear a pin drop, because you out here making a fool. You making an ass out of yourself. up here bragging, oh, my husband, we going to start a family. What? And all of this straight up and down. Who you married to? You married to a murderer. Who is you married to? You married to a sex offender. A sex offender. Who is you married to? A rapist. The most horrible things that any person can do. A rapist, a murderer, and a sex offender. You got the top three. You married a man with the top three right there. And to top that off, he ain't got education one. Didn't even finish high school. Dropped out. So he a dropout on top of that. Lord have mercy. Girl, you know how to pick him. You know how to pick him. God bless you. God bless you. And the thing about it, Nikki, your attitude really need to change. And mind you, Sagittarius attitudes are really, trust and believe, I am one. Attitudes are bad as fuck. Attitudes are nasty as fuck, bad as fuck, terrible attitudes, you know? And I know that because I am one. I am a Sagittarius all day. You know what I mean? So, but my choices are just a little bit different for who I would choose as my husband. You know, I'm not going to take that route. If I'm going to have someone as my husband, you best believe he's going to have the qualities and the things that I look for in a good man. You better start understanding who you are, Nikki, first and foremost. You should be putting yourself on a pedestal. And to me, you not putting yourself on a pedestal. You got that cockiness, but really you don't. Trust and believe, I'm cocky all day. That's just me. But I put myself on a pedestal all day because I already know I'm that bitch all day. I'm that boss bitch. That's exactly what it is. And that's who I am. And I treat myself as such. And I put myself on that pedestal. It's no way in the world that I'm going to settle and marry a man that all that your man, your husband is, that I would downplay myself and marry a man like that. That makes you look, do you know how that makes you look? It makes you look like a weak ass bitch. You not no boss bitch at all. You weak because you are not putting yourself on a pedestal. And I'm going to tell you another thing. He's controlling you. And the reason he's controlling you, whose idea was it for you to retire and to start a family? Why can't you do both? You feel me? So whose idea was that? Was it yours or was it his? So he jumping right off the bat, out of jail strong, controlling you because first and foremost, he don't like the fact that you the one with all the money. You the one that got the fans. You the one, see, all of that. And I feel some animosity and some jealousy. So of course he going to try to get you pregnant as soon as possible. He trying to get half. He trying to get half. And I would suggest that you stay away from California because you know what? If he gets you in California, he can divorce you and take half of your shit. You feel me? So I would suggest that you really stay from California, you know, because right now it seems like you so in love that you blind, but you better open your eyes, girl. You better open your eyes. And ladies and gentlemen, that is my show for tonight. And you know my motto, let's talk about it, y'all. I am the hostess with the mostest, Olivia. And y'all have a wonderful night. I will most definitely see y'all back again on Monday. Because you know on weekends, I chill, I relax. But I will definitely see you on Monday. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. And I'm gone.